Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres. Your trusted tyre experts, that's Tyre Power.
27 minutes to 7 on SENSA Breakfast. We are in Studio Lumo, which is energy from an Australian-owned company. That's Lumo SA. And thank you to Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments. Big show today. Sam Palpepper is going to join us. Looking forward to speaking to SPP, Mark Bickley. I want to ask Sam his now approach to tackling, because we've seen what's happened with Zach Butters and Matt Crouch, our two local examples here over the past few days. So has his mentality changed when it goes to attacking the football since he spent a month on the sideline since the preseason hit on Mark Keane? So it'll be interesting to get a perspective from someone who is known as a really hard player when he goes in for the ball. Izzy Borlase is going to join us. And of course, lots of your text messages, please feel free to send them through 0427 154 166. What text we got this morning?
Well, let's start with Lance from Paradise. Said, Jared, back in my day, we made subs and replaced the player who was buggered or playing crap. Therefore, we strengthened the side. Now, with a narrow lead, we take off our best playmakers or scorers, replace them with lesser skilled bench players, gain nothing and concede late goals, often losing a lead or the game. Coaching sure has changed, so Lance not happy there.
He's talking about Adelaide United last night, and Carl made a couple of subs late in the game. Hiroshi Ibusuki was substituted off. Musa Toure was one of the players that came on too. The last 5 to 10 minutes was... I didn't like watching it. There were also two moments where Nestori had a free kick given against him and he booted the ball out and got a yellow card for it. Stephen Mork pulled a player down and got a yellow card for it. It's these kind of things which is undisciplined that that can change the mentality of a game. And I tend to agree with Lance.
And Tony says, don't forget Justin Clark retiring very, very early too due to concussion. So Justin Clark, South Australian lad, I think he's from Booberowie. In our mid-north, played for the Brisbane Lions and unfortunately, I think he was training to be a pilot as well, had to sort of forego a lot of that stuff. So, that was probably 6 or 7 years ago now. So, yes, that was a very early sign of what was to come with some of these concussion stories.
Search before you dig. Online every time, byda.com.au. It's time for the dig.
I feel like you're trying to get a controversial statement out of me, but you're not getting that out of me. It sucks.
Got a lot of shovels here today, Bix, because I've got a couple of digs and you've got one big one too.
Well, just the obvious one today is the AFL Tribunal. Now, I generally can see where they're trying to go and what they're trying to do, and others feel like they meddle with the fabric of the game, and I'm happy to try and defend them in ways where they're trying to keep players safe. But the result last night with Charlie Cameron is just mind-boggling. So first of all, the Lions went to the tribunal to try and have the impact of Charlie Cameron's tackle downgraded from medium to low. Now, that would have changed it from a one-match suspension to a fine. They weren't able to do that. So then what happened next is the Lions presented some character witnesses. Eddie Betts was one. There were others. They talked to his community involvement with varying organisations which he contributed to helping the community. They also spoke of his record where he hadn't been suspended during his 207 AFL game career. And the AFL Tribunal decided that this was exceptional and compelling circumstances. And they used their discretion to reduce the ban from 1 week to a fine. And so to me, that just opens a Pandora's box. So there's a couple of things here to unpack. Firstly, on the day a bloke retires with a brain injury, a bloke who does a dump tackle and puts Jake Lever's head into the turf is given special circumstances because he does community work. That just doesn't make any sense to me at all. And the second one is they brought up his record, his 207-game AFL career. He's never been suspended, but he's been fined 5 times. So he's been reported 5 times, but just received fines. So it's not like he's got a perfect record. And if we're going to start doing this, well, Scott Pendlebury's played 410 games and is yet to be suspended. So what, on the eve of the finals, if he does something that gets potentially a suspendable offence? Does he just pull out the, well, I've played twice as many as Charlie Cameron, so you can't possibly find me. I do a bit of community work as well. It is inconceivable now that they've opened this can of worms.
We are going to talk more about this a little bit later on after seven with Elephant in the Room. Let's have a dig at Rory McIlroy because, as we know, LIV Golf, it's here in Adelaide very soon, brought to you by our local broadcast partner, Medallion Homes, medallionhomes.com.au. The first bit of audio you're going to hear is Rory a little while ago giving his thoughts on LIV, and then we'll go into a little bit more recent Rory.
If LIV Golf was the last place to play golf on earth, I would retire. That's how I feel about it. So
seriously?
Yeah. Well, I'd play the majors and then, but yeah, I'd be pretty comfortable. Yeah. I don't think there should be a punishment for, I've changed my tune on that because I see where golf is and I see that having a diminished PGA Tour and having a diminished LIV Tour or anything else is bad for both parties. Be much better being together and moving forward together for the good of the game. The faster that we can all get back together and start to play and, you know, start to have, you know, the strongest feels possible, I think is great for golf.
Now, at first listen, Bix, how does that come across to you from Rory?
Yeah, it's a little bit hypocritical, but he did say that. He just said, I know I've changed my tune. So people do have the right to change their mind. The big question is, the rumour is he's been offered $850 million.
Yes.
Now, that can change a lot of minds.
So he's, over the past few minutes, come out and clarified his comment, what you just heard then. Mm. So it's important to address that he's not joining LIV. Mm. This is what he said to Golf Channel. I think I've made it clear over the past 2 years that I don't think it's something for me. It doesn't mean I judge people that have went and played over there. I think one of the things I've realised over the past 2 years is people can make their own decisions for whatever they think is best for themselves. Who are we to judge them for that? For me, my future is here on the PGA Tour and it's never been any different. So that's good to clarify those comments.
Come out. Yeah.
Because otherwise, that audio suggests that he's going, well, I'm out of here. See you later, LIV. I'm coming to the Grange Golf Course. But I don't think that is going to happen. But again, audio comes back to bite you no matter what you say. Mm. Anything you say into the microphone can come back and haunt you.
I'm a celebrity. That's been cut up. Can I just address this text message that said, Pendles did last week, you dolt. That was Will. Now, Will, you haven't quite been listening. Will, we love your input and you're prolific. But what I said was Pendles hasn't been suspended. He got his grading. His grading was as low and so he got fined. So he got reported, but he didn't get suspended. Charlie Cameron's been reported 5 times, but has never had a suspension because they've always been at the low end of the scale, which have given him a fine. So what I'm saying is because Pendles has never been suspended, which is the argument that Brisbane mounted, Charlie Cameron's never been suspended, didn't say he'd never been reported. He's been reported 5 times, never been suspended. That means that Scott Pendlebury's record is still intact. He's never been suspended. So he's got a get out of jail free card, I would suspect, if he ever wanted to use it.
Bit of sports news for you as well as we continue on the dig, Bix. Team USA, we saw this yesterday when we turned the microphone off, something always happens. So literally, as soon as we said farewell yesterday, Nathan Murphy comes out and announces his retirement effective immediately. And then Team USA, with 100 days to go until the Paris Games, and we're going to be celebrating a South Australian basketball Izzy Ball Ace after 8 o'clock this morning. Now, keeping on the theme of basketball and 100 days to go until Paris, Team USA, they've finalised their 12-player roster.
Mm-hmm.
And what we were talking about yesterday was normally they name about 20 to 30 players, all the big names, and then you just start watching them drop out of contention and they have a second man string or whatever it's called. So here's the lineup. Bam Adebayo from the Miami Heat, Devin Booker, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Halliburton, Drew Holiday, LeBron James, Jayson Tatum, and one more player that could go in there, but it could be Kawhi Leonard. You could not get a stronger Team USA.
Mm.
Good luck, Boomers.
Well, it's interesting because I'm just reading here. Kevin Durant said, I want to really make a statement on how dominant our players are. Like, we're going to have 40 to 50 point wins. That's what he's saying. And then Andrew Gaze said, hang on a minute, pull your head in. He said he's delusional because he says basketball's best players, Nikola Jokic is from Serbia, Luka Doncic, Slovenia, and Giannis Antetokounmpo is from Greece.
Mm.
So they won't be 40 to 50 point wins. They will have some competition. So what do you think? That's Kevin Durant versus Andrew Gaze.
Well, I think Gazy has a point, but there's one Nikola Jokic. There's one Luka Doncic. You are basically putting the best players in the world on the one team here.
Mm.
I would be comfortable saying the only thing that will challenge Team USA, which has challenged them prior, is they're playing FIBA basketball, which is normally better understood by the Euro players. But still, goodness, what a team.
There's also a cohesion factor. Every one of those other players is a star, so give me the ball type sort of scenario.
I don't know. I think there's going to be a bit of sentimental value from this because this will be the last time that LeBron, Steph, Kevin play in Olympic Games. So I feel I'm on Team KD. I love Andrew Gaze. Mm. I mean, he's one of the GOATs. But KD's right.
I don't know. Sometimes everyone wants to be the star.
I understand that. And I appreciate your basketball knowledge.
Mm.
The Denver Broncos, as you referred to them.
Well, you know, don't be surprised if they only win by 30.
It's quarter to 7 on SEN. Good morning.